Vayter in Shas. We are above a comma daf mem, picking up on the top of the page by the two dots, about 10 lines down, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down. Tanu Rabbanan, second to last word in line. Today's shir is sponsored for the Atzlacha, Bracha, Mazel, Aula, Gutta, Zachen, for Yitzchak M. Afreilich in Chanukah, Shkoyach. Apotropis. Remember, we're talking about over here. We discussed, started yesterday, so we're continuing on with this concept. Apotropis, who set over a shore of the Yisomim, Mishalmim Minha, Aliyah, Vein Mishalmim Kofar. They pay from the Aliyah. That means from the best of the best that they have. More particularly means from their Nechasim, from their property, and not from the goof of the shore. Vein Mishalmim Kofar. But they don't pay kofar. What's kofar? You ask. I'm glad you asked. If a shore kills a person, the din is that the bialim have to pay kofar. We'll see what that is exactly, but generally it's the value, a certain amount of value, but you don't do that in the case of the when there's an apachapas over here. So let's go on. Man tamana kofar kapara v'yasmi lav b'nei kapara ninhu. Who is the brisa who is the Tana of this brisa that is going like saying that the payment of kofar is considered kapara? It's an atonement al bal hashor, you know, the owner of the shore that killed a person, and therefore it's going to patter up the shore of Yisomim from having to pay kofar, because the Yisomim don't need to have a kapara because they're ketanim. Amar of Chista, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshia ben Yochanan ben Brokehi. D'tanya, we learned in a braisa. This is talking about paying up kofar. The pasuk says that im kofar yushas alav, and having the Gemara, v'nosan pidyon nafsho, v'kofar hu d'mei nizak. So it's saying over here that he, the one that goes in, is the owner of the ox that goes and kills, is going to give a pidyon nafsho, literally a ransom for his soul. The kofar is d'mei nizak. It's talking about the value of the one that got damaged. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshia ben Broka Omer, he says the main mazik, it's talking about the value of the owner of the ox, the one that is the damager. That's how much has to be paid. That's where you have it. He says that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshia ben Yochanan ben Broka, who's the one who says that this is what we're talking about. My love, Alkamifke, is what they're arguing over. Drabanan Savri Kufra Mamonahu, that the Chachamim, that's the Tanakhama, they say that it's considered mamon, and therefore we go according to the nizak, don't want to get damaged. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshia ben Broka, it's over kufa kapara, that it's a kapara, it's an atonement, and therefore it goes according to the value of the mazik. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, lo, no, that's not the machlokas. The kuli am a kufa kaparu. Everyone says it's a kapara. And therefore, really, seemingly, you would think that both of them should be coming from the main nizak. Yet the Tanna Kana says that it's coming from the name mazik. This is a machlokas. Rabbanan Savri bid the nizak. Oh, I'm sorry, the opposite. The Tanna Kana says nizak, and Ben Broka says mazik. Says no, Rabbanan Savri bid the nizak shai minan. We understand, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshia ben Yochanan ben Broka, why it is that you go with the mazik if you're saying it's a kapara. But what's the reason for the rabbanon? They're going with the nizak. It says nemra shisa lemata. Says Rashi, bemuad shehemis im kofar yushas alov, which literally translates, when the kofar shall be imposed upon him, v'nemra shisa l'mayla, and as it supposed to come up earlier, that when someone has to pay for causing a pregnant woman to have a miscarriage, it also says, im kofar yushas alav, when the kofar is going to be imposed upon him. Pardon, that's the first one. Ano she anish kasha yushas alav bala isha. He's going to be punished according to what the husband of the woman shall impose on him. So if we're making Zer Shabbat, Malaholim B'din Nizak, just like over there, by the miscarriage, we base it off the Nizak, that means the one that got damaged, being namely over there, the baby, the fetus, here as well, Afkan B'din Nizak. We go according to the Nizak, and it's just straight up a Kavachomer. Even though we say the Kufr is Kapara, the bottom line is in terms of the payment, we do it by the Nizak. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshia Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka suffer. Why was it that he says that it's done with the mazik then? V'nasan pinyon nafsho ksiv. Straight up, that's the pasuk. V'nasan pinyon nafsho is to give a pinyon for his nefesh, which means that kapara is on the mazik, not the nizak. For Rabbanu, what do they say back to that? In a chinami, pinyon nafsho ksiv, it says that.
Miyoki Shamina and Bidanizak Shamina, even though it says that still, when it comes to when we're working it out, you're evaluating, it goes according to the assessment of the Nizak and not of the Mazik. And we got like a Shas little type of story, at least an intro. Mishabachli Rava Rav Nachman to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rava was praising Rav Acha Bar Yaakov to Rav Nachman. Tadam Gadol, he said he's a great, great person. He says, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he is Chashuv. So what happened? Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said that because Yavul Yad Chavien and Yadi, you tell me it's so great when he comes to your hand, bring him to me. And otherwise, I want to meet him. Kiyasa Legabe, when Rachav Yaakov came, Amar Lei says to him, Ba'i Minai Milsa, ask me something. This is what Rav Nachman said. Ba'i Minai said, okay, Shor Shal Shnei Shutfin, if an axe belongs to two Shutfin, and it goes in and kills someone, Kitzim and Shaman Kofar, how do they pay Kofar? Rashi explains the question. The Bishlam and the Zakir comes to Nezek, High Palgam and Shalom, High Palgam and Shalom, each one pays half to Azika, the Nizak Kapid. When Makpid on the Nizak, what is the damage you got, Rachmana? Behind Mati lay Nezek Shalom, give him Nezek Shalom. Val Kufra Kapara, it's a Kapara Damazeko. Vitarvayu Kapo and Yibu, each one of them needs. Vachetzi Kofar Lamachapa, it's not going to work with Chetzi Kofar. So, Mashalim, High Kofar, Vahai Kofar, should each one of them pay a full Kofar? But the Torah tells us only one kofar, not two. You want to say each one should have to pay half a kofar? The Torah tells us to be a full kofar and not a chetzi kofar. And not only that, another question. While he's thinking about that, Amar Rav Yaakov said to him, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Erechin, Chayve Erechin Memashkinin Osan. There's something known as erichin, and that is the value of different people depending on their gender and on their age. So if someone makes a neder of an erich neder, he wants to give his value to, or someone else's, to the based on Megdush, the Bet HaGabayis. So then what happens over there? We say, chayv erichin memashkin osan. We take a mashkin collateral. Rashi says, gizbar hekdish. The kivin the level of kapara, see, mashili, since it's not coming for a kapara, he may delay in bringing it. They want to make sure he brings it, so bring it, I would take collateral. Chayvi chatos, vashamos, imamashkin osam. When it comes to those who have to give a chatos or an asham, which is kapara, and people don't want to hold on them issues, Rashi says, the kivin the kapure, chatoi, kavila, lo mashili, he's not going to wait to do such a thing. Therefore, we don't take a mashkin collateral. Chayvi kofrin mai. What about a chayiv of kofar? If my ox goes and gores and kills a guy, now you have the yarshim, or the yarshim allowed to go out and take a mashkin from me. Kevin the kaparuhu kechatas for kashim David. Since it's for kapar, it's kechatas and ashim. Therefore, you don't have to. Mixer chamei leve. The baal is going to be very, very chamor by him. Below by the mashkin, you don't have to go and take a mashkin from because, of course, it's getting taken care of it. If you're not allowed to do that, Odilma came into the chavre who the boy mesva lemamonahu velolagavohu. Maybe since he has to give the money to his friend and he doesn't have to give it to the Beis Hamikdash, therefore it's considered like just a money issue, an issue of that velochamerle, and therefore the guy's not so machmer by it. A boy mashkin, and therefore you can go and you can take a mashkin. Inami or Kevin de Hulo Chata, since he himself didn't do the affair, it was his animal. Mamonu da Azik, it was his property that came along, his money that came along and did it when he killed the person. Lochami Milsa Levei, he doesn't take it so seriously. Abayim Maskun, and therefore you need a Maskun because you might not pay up. What's the din? So if Nachman asks Rav Acha Bar Yaakov for the question, and he gives him two. Amalei says back, Shafkan, leave me alone. I was already quieted down by the first question. In other words, Rashi says, was Garti even a Lamti Birishona? The first one already shut me out. Like, I don't know. Stop asking me questions. I feel, stop. Let's take you back to yesterday's discussion. That is, does a Shinei Rishus, does a change of the Rishus of the animal now make this animal revert back to its Tam? If it became a Mu'ad, it's become a Tam again. Tanar Banan, Sha'alu B'cheska's Tam, Sha'alo, if someone, sorry, Sha'alo. Someone borrowed an ox and assuming that it's a tam. V'nim samur, it turns out it's a muad. And then it says Rashi, v'hizik b'beit shol, and it starts to damage in the house of the shol under the jurisdiction of the borrower. Bailim mishalim mechatzi nezik, v'shol mishalim mechatzi nezik. The owner and the borrower together will come together to make a full, you know, for Nezek Shalim. Each one has to pay Chatzi Nezek. Rashi explains that the guy who borrowed it, mine, he didn't know it's a mord, but at least he knew it was a tam. Therefore, he's taking upon, at least it's a tam. So therefore, he's taking upon himself the value of what happens if a tam is Nezek, that's Chatzi Nezek. Now, the other half has to be paid because it's Nezek Shalim, so the owner has to do because he didn't tell him. Huad bebeis shoel, if somebody borrowed this ox and it became a muad only when it was in the house of the one who he borrowed, the borrower, Rashi Shehizik Batokhi may she'elah so give upon him. During the days of him, while he borrowed it, he was mazik three times. And then he returns it back to the owners. And then what happens, Rashi says, v'achigachizik bailim, hizik bailim mishal mechatzin ezek. Like coming for his time with the Kasavir Rishus Mishan and Parchin Risha the Seifa. We're going to ask the Kasavir Rishon the Seifa. Nonetheless, Vizir the Bailam, Bailam Mishal, Bechazer, the Bechazer, Ezek, Vishal, Pata Bakul, Mishal is Pata from paying anything.
Hamar, Mar. Let's break that down. Shalom Bechazer's time. If someone goes and borrows in the Chazak that it's a time and it's a moon, it turns out to be Muad, Bailam Mishal, Bechazer, Vishal, Bechazer, Ezek. Vamai. Watch them and borrows, pay anything. Let him say, Torah Shile, I borrowed a Torah, an ox. Arye, Lo Shile, I didn't borrow a lion. It says Rashi, the Arye lo kabilas ala. I didn't take upon me to guard it like it was a lion. The time hava lo hava nagach. It was the time it wouldn't have come along and damaged, wouldn't have of gored. So I shouldn't have to pay anything. Says the guy who borrowed it. After the Gemara, Marav, how come I see him? What are we talking about? Shehiker boshu nachon. We're talking about a case of the one who borrowed. He knew that this one was. Was a wild one. He knew this was a wild one. Rashi says, "Avalo yada shenachik gimel l'gichos." He didn't know that, you know, technically that he did gimel l'gichos. Sichas lishrusa the tam nagach kabel alei v'havalei the ture. He should have been more careful with guarding it. Even though it's a tam, he should have been more careful. But he wasn't. Therefore, he has to pay chatzi nezek. In fact, the Gemara v'neim alei, but he should the borrower should say tam shile. I borrowed a tam muad lo shile. I didn't borrow. A muad, he could say straight up that in a chinami, he didn't guard it like he should have as a tam, but the bottom line, it's not a tam, it's a muad. So like, leave me alone, I should be putter from everything. After the Gemara, Mishum da Amarle, he's chayiv, because the owner could say, sof sof, itamav, if itak would have been a tam, palganiz kabay shlumi, you would have at least have to pay that. Hashtanami, so here also, even though it's a muad, zil shalmi palganiz, go and pay half of the nezek. I mean, come on, enough. It's not enough playing these games. But hang on, Vinebale, let the owner borrow, just tell the owner, Itam avu zatam, ishtalim migufo. It would have been paid from his body. And I wouldn't have to pay anything because it gets paid from the payment comes out of it itself, it's out of mind. But now that you're telling me that I have to pay, it's coming from me itself, and therefore the fact that it's a muad causes me, the borrower, to have to pay something. Since you didn't tell me that, therefore I should be off the hook. So it's like, Gemara, Mishum da Armele, nice try, still chai, because the owner can say, so, at the end of the day, even if Chatzin Nezek would be taken from the goof, at lav Torah boy shalumi lididi. Inichinam is coming from the goof of the animal, but then you'd have to pay back the renter, the one who owned the animal, the half that you had spent from it. So therefore, you still would have had to pay something. Therefore, you have to pay near here as well. I, Vinemale, let him just say back, beep, turn the page. Memo base, let the borrower say, im tamava, if it would have been a tam, modina umefatrina. I would have just been mode, I would have confessed that I'm chayiv, and I would have been potter, says Rashi, the palga niska, the fact that to pay half a chatzin nezek, kenas, it's a kenasa. Moda b'kenas pater. We know that someone who's moda b'kenas, someone admits to it, is off the hook. They don't have to pay anything. Oh, so therefore, only because of the fact that it's a muad that I'd have to pay now, because, and since I didn't know about it, you're off the hook. If I feel a mandomer, palgan niska mamona, and even according to one who says it's not a kenas, but rather it's considered mamon, nimbali, can still say itamu, it was a tam, hava. I would have taken it out to a swamp and I would have hidden it out in the swamp. I could have avoided the payment altogether because it comes from the goof itself. But now that you're telling me it's a muad, then it comes from Aliyah and you're taking it from my stuff over here. You didn't tell me. So I could have snuck out of having to pay. Therefore, I shouldn't have to pay. Rashi says, Gemara, Elahacha Maiskin. What are we talking about? Okay, go on. Da'akdim Beidina Vitafse. Talking about a case that the court grabbed the axe before the opportunity to go and to hide it.
If that's really true, then buy them a Mai Mishal Mechatzin Ezek. Why should the owners have to be Chatzin Ezek? Let them say, it faste le Torah bida man delo matzina lishtayuye dina ba'ade. You delivered my ox into the hands of one who I can't go and really fight with because you gave it over to Bezin. So the fact that you let him go and take it, so now this borrower is...
You should have to pay the whole thing, because now you're making me have to pay. Nice try. Mishum d'amrele. No, the owner is going to be chayev to chatzinezit because the guy was borrowing. Could just say, I adarte ni'aloch, if I would have returned it to you, lav minoch avashogele, wouldn't it be they would have taken it from you? Of course they would have. So you would have lost manav shach. It's not because of me that you're going to be chayev. I, v'nimalei, let the owner just say, I adarte ni'aloch, if you would return it to me, have a ma. I would have brought it down to the swamp and I would have hit it and they would have been able to get it from you, but you decided to go and give it to them, and therefore you should be chayef. Mishum d'amalei, and oh, nice try, because the borrower can say sof at the end of the day, lav me'aliyah v'mishtalmi, would you have to pay from the aliyah, which means if the animal is a mu'ah, then you would have to pay, even if it wasn't in front of you, you'd have to pay from other property, and the fact that I didn't give it to you wasn't enough of a reason to say that wasn't going to help you to get out of paying. This is a good response if the other owner has other property. Then if you hit it away, then you would have to go and pay. But Michael, remember, let's say the guy didn't have any other property. That's only property. That's all that he had. Then he would have been able to get away, and therefore you messed him over. No, Mishum Da'amar Lay, even if he had nothing else, the borrower is not going to be chayv more than chatzin nezik, because he can say ki hecha de mishtabdna ledidach, just like I am chayv to give you the ox, I'm also chayv to give it to this guy, to the guy who gives the nizak. Midu Rebbe Nasan, from the halacha, from that which we learn from Rebbe Nasan, we have seen in many places in Shas. A little shout out to the Masoros Hashashvus on Psachim and Gittin Kesuvos Kedushin. Minayin Lanoshe Bechavir Amana. How do you know that if someone goes and he's a claim of Amana against somebody? Bechavir and his friend is on somebody else as well. Minayin Shemon Sim Ezebenos and Lizah. I don't know that one can take from three. That means one owes money, three owes money to two. Two owes money to one. How do you know that one can go straight to three? Tamalom of Nasan Lashar Shamlo, to give it to the one that he is guilty. And he's telling us that since the borrower is chayev to the owner, and the owner is chayev to the nizak, then the borrower is also chayev straight directly to the nizak. And since he's chayev to go out and give it to the one who's a nizak, the owner can't say that, oh, you didn't give it to me. Now, taking a step back and going into the back into the Braisa, the second statement of the Braisa, that who had be shaul, let's say I borrow an ox and it becomes a muad in my house, vechzir lebaalim, and return it to the baal, to the owner. I borrow the ox from you, and then it gores, and then it gores, then it gores, it becomes a muad, and now I give it back to you, and then it goes and it damages in your place. Baalim shaylim im chatzin ezik, the owner has to be chatzin ezik. Shaul patim miklum, and the shaul is patim from paying anything. The fact that the guy is going to be putter from anything, save for Rishus Mishana, must be that the Seva is telling us that Rishus, when you go and you change it to another place, like we saw in yesterday's daf, that what happens is it makes it now change and it goes back to a tam, and that's why it's only Chatzin Nezek. Reisha Rishus Seinu Mishana, but from the first thing, we see clearly that it doesn't change it. Because in the first statement, we mentioned that one borrows a mu'ad that thinks it's a tam, the owner and the borrower together pay nezik shalem. Even though it left the owner and went to the borrower, it's still considered like a mu'ad. So what's going on? The Reish and the Sefizim contradict one another. Amar Rav Yochanan responds by saying, Tavra, good point. It literally means it's broken. Rashi says, Kasha Adadi, it's a Kasha, and Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu must be Lo Shanazu. The one who taught one Braisa couldn't be who taught the other one. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, like as it now the Gemara actually says. Another answer, Rabba Amar, Midoresha Rishus Eino Mishana. From the fact of the first one, it says that it doesn't change. Seifa Narisha Eino Mishana. The Seifa Hainu Taima. So then the Seifa that...
where Takadasim went to a tam, and this is the reason. Mishum da amar lei, because the owner says to the borrower, lav kol kaminach, the miyadit lei literai. It's not in your power to go ahead and make my ox into a mu'ud. Rashi says, lo shel chahaya, velonis lonis harta, b'shmiyaso. You can't be the one who's putting into it. Rafapa amar, another answer, answer number three. Mi the sefer rishus mishana, from the fact that the sefer, the rishus does change it, must be in Reisha, not in Reisha's Mishana. A Reisha in her time, and what's shot in the Reisha, that even after it goes to the borrower, it's still called a Muad. This is why, Mishum de Kol Makom Shaholech Shem Ba'alav Alav, any place it goes, the name of its owner still remains on it. Even though the borrower is technically the one who's in charge of it, the bottom line never knows whose animal it actually is, and therefore it retains its status of Muad. Now, next part of the mission, we had said that shore itzin and uchai means a shore that goes, that's part of the itzin, which is like a stadium type matzah where they're set up to go matador and run around and try to gore people. It's not going to be killed, the skila, because we said it's only if it gores on its own, but not if it's compelled or taught to do. Ibailo, ibailo. Maulagabe is a mizbeach. What's halacha when you bring an ox that is an itzin one in reference to bringing on the mizbeach, right? We know that you're not allowed to bring an ox that killed a person as a carbon. So does that then apply even if it was done by being forced? Rashi says, Shagabi no geach baratzen mehim yisadam pshital and the pasuk of the kaman. What about this case? Rav Amar Kasher. That is not to be run as a carbon, and Shmuel Amar Pasul, not. And Rav Amar Kasher, honest, it's an honest, didn't want to do it by itself. And Shmuel Amar Pasul, Harin Evad Bal Vera, the bottom line is he did a Vera, so we can't be bringing it as a carbon. Frak the Gemara Kasha on Shmuel, who says that it's going to be Pasul because it did a Vera, Mesve, Mina Behemo, and the Pasuk says that carbonos can be brought, Mina Behemo, from animals. Rashi says, Mi Mixas Behemo, so Lokulan, because it says, Min Ha Behemo. Where do we see this? We saw this somewhere else. We saw that somewhere else. Yeah. Okay. Gemara Zavachim, I think. Mina behema lahotzia sarovea vesanirba. It's coming to exclude. You can't bring as a carbon an animal that was involved in sodomizing a person or that a person sodomized it. Rashi says, al pi eid echad o al pi abaylam shalo niskal depasul legabim mizbech. Min abakar, when he says min abakar, lohotzias hanevad, it's coming to exclude one that was worked. Rashi says she'aso avodazara v'shtach v'lo, meaning it was used for avodazara. Min atzon, lohotzi min es hamuksa, it's coming to exclude one that was set aside, says Rashi. She'ichto lahakir lohotzara, to be brought as a carbon to avodazara. Min hatzon, lohotzias hanogeach, and from the tzon to exclude hanogeach, one that gores a person and kills this person, you can't bring as a carbon. Rashi says, Shehemis says, Adam alpi eirechad alpi bailim v'niftar min askila. Amar Rabbi Shimon, imnem aroveya. If it says that, if we brought to exclude a roveya, an animal that sodomized somebody, then lama nemar nogeach. Why do you have to exclude an animal that gored somebody? If you want to say that an animal gored is going to be excluded, lama nemar roveya. Why would you have to say roveya? Both of them get stoned if they have edim that see this going on, so we can learn one from the other. Mipnei sheyesh roveya shein b'nogeach. The reason is because there is a chumrah that's found by sodomy, so when an animal sodomizes a person, it's not found by one that gores a person. Vish benogeach, benogeach shein beroveah. Roveah also ba'onis kirat. So when it comes to roveah, an animal that sodomizes a person, has the fashprachs a person, in that situation, we look at a case of onis like a case of ratzon. Says Rashi that the nirva onusu, v'niskal kiroveya, d'chsev esabehem tarogu. Both of them get stoned, which means that even if it's done again by onus. Nogeach lo asa ba onus keratzon. We don't compare onus to ratzon. Rashi says, d'chsev kiyigach, v'lo sheyagichu, that has to do it on its own. So therefore, you can't learn out one from there. Nogeach mishalim kofer. What's the chumrah of an animal that gores? That's the chumrah of a nirva, but what's the chumrah of a nogeach, mishalim kofer, yes, a be kofer, and rovea, and a mishalim is a kofer, doesn't pay kofer. Lefika chutzach lomer, rovea, therefore that's a rovea, chutzach lomer, nogeach, as a nogeach as well. Katani mias, but we did say over there that rovea, asaba onis keratzon. we see, and this is going to be the question against Shmuel's opinion, that you can't bring this animal that's done in Avera. This animal that's gored and killed, you can't bring because it's done in Avera. So now comes the question. What's that telling you? Lav la carbon. Does that tell you it was a carbon? And therefore, you don't make it only like ratzon, and that if it was forced to go or is coerced in order to go and gore, then maybe we can bring it as a carbon against what Shmuel just said. Says the Gemara, lo, likatala, the Braisa doesn't mean the bringing it as a carbon, but in reference to killing it. Like when it says that. That logeach lo asa ba'onis kiratzon means in reference to killing it, that an ox that killed a person is put to death only if it did it on its own, not being forced to. But this isn't telling you that you're allowed to bring it as a carbon. Hachinam mistaber diamet the carbon. If you want to say it's allowed to be brought as a carbon, then logeach lo asa ba'onis kiratzon in reference to an logeach that we don't make an onis kiratzon, in reference to bringing as a carbon. Lav onus didaksev, lav ratzon didaksev, lav. Let's backtrack that. Because hakanam istaber the iamet le carbon. If you want to say the price is talking about in reference to bringing this ox as a carbon, then how could it be that the price then says nogeach lo asa bo onus keratzon, that an animal that gores, in that case the Torah doesn't consider an onus like ratzon. The Torah doesn't talk about either of these things. It doesn't talk about a case of onus. It doesn't talk about a case of ratzon. How could this braisa say that the Torah makes a distinction between the two if it doesn't even talk about it all together? Elolav l'katala. Rather, it must be we're talking about. The case is talking about actually killing the animal, and therefore we no longer have a kasha on Shmuel. Omar Mar, let's jump into the Brais. We said, Nogeach Meshalim is a kofer. That is, an animal that goes and gores pays kofer. Roveh Inu Meshalim is a kofer. But if it sodomizes, then it doesn't pay kofer. Hechidami. Sodomize means, again, has a physical intimate relationship with the person. Then it doesn't pay kofer. Hechidami. What exactly is the case that we say that the owner of an animal that sodomized doesn't pay kofer? Elaim at the Rav Kotel, if you want to say that it Fishbracht and killed her. It's talking about a woman and killed her. Malik Talib Akarna, Malik Talib Revio. What do I care if it killed it through its horn or through Fishbrachting it? Malik Shach, it kills, you have to pay kofar. So you'd have to pay kofar also. Ve'ela must be that's not what it's talking about over here. Ve'ela derava v'lo k'tala. It's talking about where Fishbrach, but it didn't kill her. So if that's the case, then the owner doesn't have to pay kofar. It's not a kula. Hi, the lo mishalim kofer. That was the fact that it didn't pay kofer. Mishalim the lo katlu, because it didn't kill. That's the only time when you would pay kofer. So there's no like pator that's happening here. There's no chiyuv. So what taka does it mean when it says nogeach mishalim is a kofer? Rove ain't a mishalim is a kofer. What exactly is this cool over here? Amar abaye liolam derava velo katlu. It's talking about a case where for this animal fishprach, this woman not killing her, and asui lebeidina vekatlua. But we're talking about a case where the woman was brought before the Beis Din and they killed her from the fact that she was involved with bestiality. Mao de Tema, you would have thought, beep, turn the page. Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph. Kemand de Katla dummy, that since that Fishbrachim with this ox will cause it to be killed. Therefore, it should be that you have to pay kofar. Kamashman comes to tell you that nope, you don't have to pay any kofar. Rav Amarava says another answer. Lom the Rav the Kotel, really, then there was sodomized and she died from it. It's a kashlach when you ask, but Mali Kotel b'Karnayim, Mali Kotel b'Reviyah, what does it make a difference? Killed Manav Shach, so therefore it's going to be Chayev. Karen covered us all the hat. What's the difference whether it killed through the horns or it's killed through this Fishbrachim? In which case, that it should be chayev to pay such a thing. Answer is, Karen kavanas olahasik. The kavanas to be masik, therefore to be kofer. Hi, kavanas olahasma, lahanas atzma. Here it was just only to get hana for himself, therefore it's not going to have to pay. What's this machlokas here? Abaye and Rava, different answers, but my kamifigli. What exactly is a machlokas? Biregel shedarsal gabi tinuk b'chatzar nizak. The case is regel that stepped on and killed a baby bechatzar nizak in the chatzar, in the courtyard of the nizak, of the damagee. Rashi's deal b'shusarabim in chayev biregel. Everyone agrees in a chayev. The chsiv b'stei acher Beperikam, we said in Gimel of a base. So regular says like Abitinog Bechatzar Nizak. La Abaye, according to Abaye, Mishalem Kofi, you have to pay Kofer over here. Even though there's no intent to go into kill over here. But La Rava, lo Mishalem Kofer, according to Rava, you don't have to pay Kofer because there was no intent of going to kill. Tanya, Kavasei, De Rav. Okay, we're backing this up again to this animal that was a stadium animal, that was, you know, a goring type of animal there, according to Rav and Shmuel, whether it can be brought as a carbon. Rav said yes, and Shmuel said no. And we have a brass who supports Rav, that sure, it's stadion, it's in Eino Chayev Misa, is that that can be killed for killing this person, v'koshel gam mizbech, and brought as on the mizbech, mepnei shu kime use, because it's a type of circumstance, like it was forced to go and do it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.